السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers and sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers, over the past few weeks we have been discussing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat, Allah ta'ala's maghfirat, Allah ta'ala's oceans of forgiveness. We have been discussing the situation around the globe, and that there is no need to lose hope. We must not lose trust in the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Many, many people are losing hope. I get letters sometime which clearly shows that the person has lost hope, as if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's forgiveness and mercy no more remains, or that our sins have become so much now that Allah ta'ala does not have the power of forgiveness. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, some du'as we discussed, and also we discussed this ayat, which is an ayat of du'a, and these verses were revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the night of Mi'raj, the last 10 ayat of Surah Baqarah. So we discussed that also in some detail. Now tonight, I wish to bring across to you again another very beautiful dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As I mentioned earlier, or I mentioned in another majlis, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was rahmatul lil alameen. And you can see it's only mercy and rahmat that flows in every aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life and in his relationship with the people, and also in his concern for the ummah. There is nothing but a very clear sign of his mercy. And why should it not be, when Allah Ta'ala himself had declared, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So in his du'as also you can see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching the ummah how to beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He was masoom, he was sinless, there was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam committing any kind of sin from which he was seeking forgiveness. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in one of his du'as, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ya man la tadurruhu dhunub. Ya man la tadurruhu dhunub. Fadur with Allah. Wala tanqusuhu al-maghfirah. Faghfir li ma la yadurruka. وَهَبْ لِي مَا لَا يَنْقُسُكَ. يَا مَنْ لَا تَضُرُّهُ الذُّنُوبُ وَلَا تَنْقُسُهُ الْمَغْفِرَةُ. فَاغْفِرْ لِي مَا لَا يَضُرُّكَ وَهَبْ لِي مَا لَا يَنْقُسُكَ. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام saying, Oh Allah, just giving you the meaning and an explanation now. That, oh my beloved Allah, you are such that the entire world's sins do not cause you any kind of harm. Ya man la tadurruhu dhunub. Whatever kind of sin it may be, whether it is kufr or shirk, or whether it is bid'at, or whether it is rejection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or whether it is the sins that believers commit. Person is a believer but is engaging in adultery, fornication, or he has engaged in so many other vices and evils, then now shaitan is whispering into his ear that you have committed already so much of sins. Where are you hoping for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's maghfirah? They say, Ya man la tadurruhu dhunub. Oh, the one whom sins cause no harm. No matter what kind of sins may be in the world. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's shan is not affected. وَلَا تَنْقُصُهُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. And again, if you have to look at the maghfirat oceans of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then there is no question of any kind of decrease coming in that maghfirat treasures of Allah ta'ala if He has to forgive. On the one hand, the sins are in abundance. And on the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy is unlimited. Sins will always be limited. Sins will always be limited. If a person is committing sins, there is always a limit to that sins. Or if he has committed shirk and kufr and he has been an atheist or is a communist or he has rejected Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever he may have done, but his lifespan is limited. And his sins are also limited. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is a sifat of his and an attribute of his that he is ghaffar. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's attribute. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is from all times and will remain forever. And Allah ta'ala's sifat also and his attributes are from all times and will remain forever. So even if he has to forgive the entire mankind, right from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until the day of judgment, if Allah ta'ala has to forgive all of them, there won't be even the decrease to the extent of one drop from the ocean of his maghfirah. How Allah ta'ala's beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam recognized Allah ta'ala. Ya man la tadurruhu dhunub. وَلَا تَنْقُصُهُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. So, oh Allah, since you are like that, so what do I seek from you? Then I seek from you, فَغْفِرْ لِي. فَغْفِرْ. Now he's asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, since your oceans of maghfirat are very, very vast, and since the sins of all the people put together do not cause you any kind of harm, فَغْفِرْ لِي مَا لَا يَضُرُّكَ. So now forgive me those sins which do not cause you any kind of harm. The harm is to the individual who is committing the sins. Therefore, many places in the Quran Sharif and the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions clearly in the Quran Sharif and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the ahadith, that it is the sins of the people which causes them harm. It doesn't cause Allah Ta'ala any harm. Allah Ta'ala hasn't done injustice upon anybody. If Allah Ta'ala sends His azab upon a people, upon a nation, upon a community, then it is because of their sins from which they have not asked for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's ocean of maghfirat was very, very vast and He repeatedly announced that I am so forgiving, so forgiving. Some places is ghafoorur raheem, some places is ghaffara. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, some places informing us that He is arhamur raheemin. Some places telling us, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He's keeping on informing that he is Ghafoorur Rahim. His ocean of maghfirat is very, very vast. But, oh my Banda, give up your sins, give up your evil habits and actions. After watching what is happening around the world, and after looking at the shake-up around the world, and after looking at the turmoil and the disasters, why is it that your heart is still not shaken? Why is it that you are still not returning? Why is it that you are not taking advantage of these opportunities that I am giving to you to seek from me? Seek forgiveness. The ummah at large, if you seek forgiveness, then he is ghaffara. So there is no shortage in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ocean of maghfirat. And it does not cause him any kind of harm. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that give me that forgiveness of my sins, whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not commit any kind of sins. But he says, فَخْفِرْلِي مَا لَا يَذْرُّكَ. That means, it's for the ummah at large that we seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and we say, oh Allah, whatever my dirty condition may be, whatever the dirty condition of my heart, but where am I going to go? Who is there for me besides you? And even if my sins are plentiful, but it is not going to cause you any kind of harm. And at the same time, if you are going to forgive me, and even if you forgive the entire mankind, then there will be no decrease in your treasures of maghfirat. How beautifully he teaches it to us. Like that example Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi gives. Says that there was an ox or a bull, and a mosquito came and sat on the back of the bull. Must be some qurbani bulls. And a mosquito came and sat, or a fly came and sat. And after 1 hour, 2 hours, because the bull was waiting for its turn to be slaughtered, so the time that it took, this fly was sitting on the back of the bull. And then it addressed the bull and said, or addressed the ox and said, oh, you ox, I seek forgiveness from you. I sat so long on your back, you must have felt so much of my weight. I burdened you with my weight, so I apologize. So the bull or the ox says to the fly or the mosquito, oh, you stupid, I didn't even realize that you were sitting on my back. And even if another million like you came and sat on my back, it wouldn't have made any difference. I wouldn't have felt your weight. By way of example, he gives this. That the person who thinks that his sins are now so much that Allah Ta'ala cannot forgive, so then it is like those flies and mosquitoes. I mentioned this before also, that by way of example, that if a person, that a person is standing at the waters of the ocean, and he addresses the ocean and he says, oh you ocean, look at my body, how dirty it is. It is soiled, urine, stool, blood. And there's so much kind of filth and dirt on my body. Now if I have to jump into you and dive into your waters, then your waters will also become napak. Therefore, I do not wish to dive into the ocean. So the ocean will address that person and say, you stupid, number one, millions like you have dived into my waters, and they have become park and clean, no matter what kind of dirt was on their body and clothes, but my water remained clean, and they got cleaned also. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ocean of maghfirat is like that. The need is for us to dive into that ocean. Sincere istighfar, sincere tawbah. Lip service is not sufficient. Although Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's maghfirat is, doors are still open, that if you fell again and again and again, then too don't lose hope. Hum gire gir kar uthe, ut kar chale, chal ke dode. We fell down, got up, then we walked, and then we ran. So there is no need to lose hope. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se lau lagaye ja. This is a majlis of zikr. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se lau lagaye ja. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se lau lagaye ja. قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا. What is not in the power of Allah تبارک و تعالی? You think that He cannot forgive you your sins? He cannot remove your difficulties and pain and suffering and hardships? He cannot remove the calamities and disasters? You think Allah تبارک و تعالی cannot move away the clouds of destruction? تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا. But place yourself before Allah تبارک و تعالی. تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا. قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا. کھولے وہ یا نہ کھولے در اس پہ ہو کیوں تیری نظر. تو بس اپنا کام کر یعنی صدا لگائے جا. کھولے ہو یا نہ کھولے دا. قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا. بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر. بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر. وہ نہ نکل سکے مگر پنجرے میں پڑ پڑائے جا. I've explained this on some other occasion also. That if a bird has been trapped in a cage and it is sitting comfortably, there are other meanings also, but if this bird is sitting comfortably, then the people passing by will look at the bird and say, this bird seems to be very comfortable in this cage. Nobody will really bother to open up the cage and let the bird out. But if the bird uses those wings that Allah Ta'ala has given and flaps about the wings and hits his head sometime on the right and sometime on the left of the cage and sometimes on top and makes a big din and carries on like that, then even the person who has trapped that bird will say, what's the purpose of keeping such a bird? Open the cage and let it go. So Allah Ta'ala has given us these wings. We must flap them before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and say, oh Allah, I have been trapped by nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan have trapped me. I want to get out of this cage of nafs and shaitan. I want to fly also like the free birds. وَآزَادَ أَخْتَرْ غَمِدُ وَجَهَاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. That's the time we'll become really azad. If a person really wants to become free, then he must be tied only in the chains of the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That chain, if he is tied with, then he is really azad and free. But if he is going to be free, doing whatever he wishes and wills, and engaging in sins and vices, then he is trapped in the cage of nafs and shaitan. So he says, flap your wings.
Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja. Wo na mile jawab kuch dar yun hi kat kat aaye ja.
Says whether you get any reply or you don't get any reply. You keep on taking the name of Allah. step at the door of Allah Ta'ala. Go na mile jawab kuch, dar yuhi khatkhataega. Go on knocking, go on knocking, go on tapping, go on tapping.
Khole wo ya na khole dar, uspe ho kyun teri nazar. Tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja.
Whether he opens the door, he does not open, that is not your business. Our job is that we must go on tapping. And he is Kareem, he is Rahim, he is most merciful, most forgiving. Ya man la tadurruhu dhunub wa la tanqusuhu al-maghfirah. Faghfir li ma la yadurruka wa hab li ma la yanqusuhu.
So you go on tapping with this yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala's maghfirat is vast. And He is listening. There is no question of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala having fallen off to sleep because He was very, very tired. How long is He going to answer everybody's calls? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. No slumber or sleep overcomes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Any part of the day or night, tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja. Say it to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because He is listening. He is watching every movement. He knows the thoughts also that's crossing the person's mind. That he is saying, oh Allah, I am extremely weak. No matter how much I try, I still fail. But don't forsake me. Don't turn away your glance of mercy and rahmah. Rahmat and maghfirat. If all the world gets together and spits at the sun, will it cause any harm to the sun? If the whole world gets together and say that we're going to spit at the sun because we're unhappy with the brightness of the sun will still shine brightly and the spit of the people will fall on their own faces. That is our condition when we are sinning. It is as if we are throwing spit on top and it's falling on our own face. The rejection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His ahkam do not cause Allah Ta'ala any kind of difficulty and problem. So tapping at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's door is required. Therefore, Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi in the Zikr program, many times you have heard,
karam se tere ba'id kya hai. But before that he says, tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Oh Allah, whether my neighbors know or not, whether my parents know or not, whether my wife knows or not, whether my children know or not, whether my friends know or not, You are well aware of the dirty, filthy condition. Every hair of my body is immersed in sins. Every breath of mine is nothing but sin. Every morning of mine is sin, and every evening of mine is sin. Oh Allah, You know the condition of my heart. He was a great waliullah. It's not that that was the condition of his heart. But the greater the wali of Allah Ta'ala, the more the humility. The more the humility. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to us. Says, tujhe to maloom hai. And yet our condition is this, that we know the condition of our hearts, but our pride and our arrogance knows no bounds and no limits. Superiority complex. Look down upon others. Consider ourselves to be the only ones worthy of Jannat and everybody else that is going to go to hell. That's our condition.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा, गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा।
Oh Allah, these are the last days of my life, and each and every one of us must consider that last day to be the day that we have seen, in which we have risen from our beds. Consider that to be the last day. We don't even know whether we will see the day through. How many sudden deaths. Look at what is happening in the world. Thousands of people suddenly disappear from the surface of the earth. Thousands. So where can we be so confident that we will live another 100 years? Yes, have high hope and carry on with good deeds and actions and livelihood, earn it halal way, upbring the children, marry, do everything. But be conscious of the fact that we have no guarantee that the angel of death is not going to pay us a visit on that very day that we are going to be celebrating. Don't have that kind of confidence.
Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho.
But oh Allah, fazl se tere ba'id kya hai. You are so raheem, so kareem. You are ghaffar, sattar al-huyub, ghaffar al-zunub Allah. Therefore, karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. I have such high hopes, my Allah, in your fazl, in your kindness, in your ihsan. Because I have seen in my life that without my deserving, you have blessed me with iman, with Islam. You have blessed me with so much of your ni'mats and bounties. I never deserved anything of that sort. But when you have blessed me with so much, then why should I lose hope in your mercy and maghfirah?
Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish. Teri kashish ho, meri talab ho.
But what is required is a little bit of effort from my side and from your side, O Allah, with your power of just that you pull us towards you. And forgive the sins, no matter how vast the ocean of sins may be.
Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. रहूं मैं मशगूल जिक्र ताअत, बस अब यही शुगल रोज शब हो.
So that is what we are required to do. Make use of the opportunities that Allah Ta'ala is giving us of tawbah, of istighfar, of shedding a few tears of nadamat, of regret, of remorse. The ah that comes out from the depths of the heart is so beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When a person expresses a deep sigh, deep regret. When Allah wa'ala, who was very, very regular and punctual, which is Fajr Salat, on one occasion, and that can happen in the life of anyone, that sometimes the person gets delayed. So he was rushing, he was trying to make it on normal time to the masjid. But due to some reason he got delayed and he saw that the people are coming out of the masjid. They just completed the Fajr Salat. So as soon as he saw that, for them the loss of wealth and loss of property and loss of gold and silver did not mean much. But loss in some kind of ibadah, zikr, tilawat of Allah Ta'ala's raza and pleasure, that was as if Qiyamah had come for them. So all he did was made ah, deep-hearted ah. Then, oh Allah, tonight, today, what a misfortune that I missed my Fajr Jamaat. But another Allah wala that was coming out from the masjid, he noticed that some kind of noor was going right from the ground up to the skies. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, He says that when he saw this kind of noor going up to the skies, he went up to him and asked him that, what's the problem? What is that amal that you made that I see this noor? He said, no amal. All I did was made ah, that's all. He said, okay, can you exchange that ah for this salat of jamaat that I made and the sawab that I got? Ask Allah Ta'ala to give you that sawab and you give me the ah. At night in the dream, he says that he saw that that exchange that you made, that exchange that you made, that you gave your ah away. You don't know what you gave away. Because that ah, that deep-hearted ah was such that that ah became the means of the acceptance of the namaz of all the congregation. Although you didn't make namaz with jamaat on that day, because you were delayed, but your deep-hearted ah was such that it became the means of the acceptance of the salat of everyone. Allah has kept in His name ah. My Shaykh Hazrat Shah Aqeem Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says, take all the religious deities and gods, you will never find ah. Take the names of everybody, you will never find ah. But it is only Allah who loves His bandha so much that in His name He kept the ah. When we are in pain, then we say ah. Allah, two-thirds of it is ah. Oh my bandha, why should you lose hope? Why should you lose hope in my maghfirat, in my mercy? I have kept your ah in my name. Ha, mere Allah, tujh jaisa pyara khuda. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह जल्ल जलालू अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विरदे जुबां ए मेरे इला ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah ae mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana ab to rahe bas tada mein aakhir virde zuba hai mere ila la ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de
అల్లాహ్ జల్ల షాను, అల్లాహ్ 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 అల్లాహ్
లా ఇలాహా ఇల్లల్లాహ్ ముహమ్మదుర్ రసూలుల్లాహ్. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. اللہ اللہ అల్లాహ్ 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 అల్లాహ్
అల్లాహ్ అల్లాహ్ అల్లాహు 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 అల్లాహ్.
అల్హమ్దులిల్లాహి రబ్బిల్ ఆలమీన్ వస్సలాతు వస్సలాము అలా సయ్యిదిల్ అంబియాఇ వల్ ముర్సలీన్ సల్లల్లాహు అలైహి వఅలా ఆలిహి వసహాబిహి అజ్మాయిన్. يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Hamare haal par raham farma. ہم گنہگار ہے سیاہکار ہے بدکار ہے مجرم و خطاکار ہے بندے مگتے ہیں تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے My beloved Allah 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 My beloved Allah We have extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. The ocean of maghfirat is vast, it's unlimited. Even if the entire mankind is forgiven, my Allah, there will be no reduction. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiya Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of the ummat of Nabiya Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, suffering of the mankind around the globe, at present, especially in Japan, my beloved Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, unke haal par raham farma. Those believers who have passed away, bless them with Jannat al-Firdaus, accept their shahadat. Those who have left behind, kith and kin, family members, Ya Rabbi Kareem, unko sabre jameel, ajre azim ata kar. Those who are not believers, my Allah, they too are human beings. Bless them with hidayat, but remove their suffering, their pain and difficulties and hardship. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia. Sare alam ke andar jahan kahin insaniyat pareshan hai, unki pareshani ko dur farmaye. Especially the ummat of Nabiye Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who are sick and ailing, may Allah bless them with shifa. Whether they are in homes, in clinics, in hospitals or amongst us. Whether they are in our families or other families. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless everyone with complete shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Hame sehat ata farma, aafiyat naseeb farma. Ya Rabbi Kareem, apna bana le, hamara ban ja. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with halal risk in abundance and get them out of the difficulty. Those who are in search of employment, bless them with halal employment. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those children have gone onto drugs and drinks and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat al-Mustaqeem. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ay mere Mawla, hamare hal par raham. We acknowledge every sin of ours. We are not justifying our sins. We are not propagating our sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, give us the realization that death can come suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, watching some haram on the internet or TV. Ya Rabbi Kareem, when the time of death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths for any kind of haram action. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Waha ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. If it is not muqaddar and destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiyya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our time. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, my beloved Allah, and the love of Nabiyya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim, daiman abadan. على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. My beloved Allah, how much of sacrifices Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us. Day and night his concern was the ummah. For the sake of the ummah he was stoned in Taif, his Mubarak shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. He was stoned in Uhud, he fell down unconscious. Pins of the helmet pierced his jaws. His teeth were shattered. He goes into sajda. Intestines of animals placed on his back. Ya Rabbi Kareem, how much he teared for us, how much he cried for us. When he is informed that the state of the ummah is this, then no haya, no shame, no modesty. Discos, cinemas, theatres, stages of the world. No haya, no shame. Muslims bragging about their sins. Advertising the sins. Hey Mawla, ab to maaf farma. Bless us with all that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. And the ummah of Nabiyya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us purified hearts, my beloved Allah. Make us your walis, my Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, make us of the awliya-i kiram. You are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspirations and the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night in this majlis of zikr. Ya Rabbi Kareem, fulfill their good wishes, intentions and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the test, the trial and the tribulation of each and every individual who has raised his hand or her hand before you this part of the night. With your kindness, with your fazl and ihsan, remove the suffering, the pain and difficulties. Rabbe Kareem, Huzure Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool kar le. Hum na qabile qubool hai, phir bhi qubool kar le. Jaise bhi hai, gande hai, kuch bhi hai, bande tere. بندے تیرے ہے میرے مولا ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد عليه السلام. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.